These presents for Graceland really look good all wrapped up, but the best part is what's inside.
That's true. So let me ask, what's on the inside of you? Welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'm so glad that you're listening today. So, do you like to get presents? I sure do. Whenever someone gives me a present, I rip right through the wrapping paper to see what's inside. After all, that's the most important part of a present. It would be strange if you only liked a present because of the way it was wrapped, but that's what sometimes people do in their lives. They're only concerned with how they look on the outside. But really, it's what's on the inside that counts, like whether you believe in Jesus or not. Romans 12:1 says, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God." Our story today is called Pretty Presents. "Whoa!" Shauna exclaimed when she saw the pile of things her mother had laid out on the table. "Is Graceland getting all of that for her birthday?" Mom nodded. "Grandma brought some of it over. She found a lot of things on sale, so your little niece is probably getting more than she needs. I offered to wrap Grandma's gifts for her." Shauna sat down beside her mom. "Can I help?" "Sure you can," Mom replied. Shauna chose a doll in a pink dress. She wrapped it in bright purple paper and tied a silver ribbon around the package. "There, that looks really pretty, doesn't it? But do you know what I like most about presents?" "What's that?" Mom asked. "What's inside them," said Shauna. "That's the best part of a present." "I agree," said Mom, a thoughtful expression crossing her face. Present spells an interesting word. It can be pronounced present, which is another word for gift, or it can be present, which means to give. Shauna laughed. "So when I give a gift, I present a present." Mom nodded. "This makes me think of a verse in the Bible, one that tells us to present ourselves to God." Shauna reached for more wrapping paper. "If we do that, are we making ourselves a present for Him?" she asked. "And if our lives are a present, we should make sure they're filled with good things, right?" "Well, actually, we have nothing good in ourselves to offer God," Mom said. "We're saved by God's grace when we put our faith in Jesus. When God looks at us, He sees Christ's goodness, not our own." "But the Bible tells us to do good things after we're saved, doesn't it?" asked Shauna. "Yes," Mom said. "When we trust in Jesus, He gives us His Spirit so we can live the way He wants us to and serve Him." Shauna held up the present she had just finished wrapping. "So it's not enough to just look good on the outside, like we're wrapped in pretty paper. When we present ourselves to Jesus, He makes us good on the inside. That's the kind of present God wants." "That's right," said Mom. "It's what's on the inside that counts." So how about you? Has Jesus made you good on the inside, or are you trying to make yourself look good on your own? You have nothing good in yourself, but when you trust in Jesus as your Savior, He gives you His goodness and makes you a truly pleasing gift to God. For more information on what it means to trust in Jesus as your Savior, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today:
present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God. Romans 12:1.
And our key thought today: Jesus makes you good. If you love the Keys for Kids stories every day, now you can read them on your Nook or Kindle. Grab a parent and go to keysforkids.org and click shop. Jump into His Word today with Keys for Kids and get the ebook at keysforkids.org and click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.